Hello?
Hello, is Michael there?
It is.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And now, first of all, let me ask you this one. Are you, registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
40.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. And generally speaking, we said this year upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
Same.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Pretty strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I don't understand the question.
Thinking about the direction of the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
I'd probably say that's a not very well worded question. So can I not answer that one?
Sure. In general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
I'd probably say neutral. Don't agree or disagree. It's fine.
Okay. In general speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. I don't have any children. I'm sorry.
And in your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
It feels like it's been the same.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, how will you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
City services, I'd say good.
Okay. Thank you. And now, how would you rate the city's street and pothole repair? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Some people feel that certain areas of the city get more or better city services than others. Thinking specifically about your area of Philadelphia, do you think your area is getting more than its fair share, or less than other areas?
Probably fair share.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia said they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two. First one is addressing juvenile delinquency, or creating more quality affordable housing, or reducing violent crime in the city, reducing taxes, fixing roads and repairing potholes, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, rooting out corruption in city government, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, improving the city's K-12 public school system, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, or addressing homelessness?
I mean, this is a really poorly worded question, and I know it's not your fault. You know, obviously, if someone were to say, you know, not getting rid of violent crime, like, you know, that doesn't make any sense. And like, yeah, let's say getting rid of violent crime and getting rid of corruption.
Okay. Violent crime and corruption. All right. Thank you. And did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May?
I did, yes.
Thank you. And how did you vote for in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Helen Jim, Alan Dunn, Rebecca Reinhart, Jeff Brown, Cheryl Parker, Amin Brown, or someone else?
You know, to be honest, I don't recall off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Bob Casey.
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. Next one, David O.
Not familiar, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. How about Cheryl Parker?
Not familiar, I'm sorry.
Okay. How about Ed Rendell?
Not familiar.
How about Larry Krasner?
Not familiar. I'm sorry.
Donald Trump?
Oh, 0.
How about Joe Biden?
50.
And the Republican Party?
25.
Thank you. I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Cheryl Parker or Republican David O?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how certain are you that you are going to support Cheryl Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
100%.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Next, I would like to ask you a few about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Cheryl Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates, but for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Cheryl Parker. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Cheryl Parker at all, or 5 if you think it somewhat applies to Cheryl Parker, and 10 if you think it completely applies to Cheryl Parker. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I haven't looked into the candidates that much, so my answers will probably be not helpful.
Mm-hmm. Your opinion is very important, so let me start with the first one. The first statement says, has the right approach for policing and fighting crime?
I can't speak to that, I'm sorry.
Okay. About shares my values?
I can't speak to that, I'm sorry.
About is honest and trustworthy?
I can't speak to that, I'm sorry.
Next one, has the right approach to city budget and finances?
I'm sorry. Like I said, man, I haven't looked into the candidates that in-depthly until now. So I can't give any insightful answers. I'm sorry.
Next one. Puts what's right above partisan politics.
Same thing I said. I'm sorry.
About is inspiring.
Same thing. Sorry.
And last one. Brings pride back to the city.
It's no reflection on the candidate. I haven't done the research.
Okay. Next, we'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Cheryl Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, creating a new policy to help people who are homeless and suffering from mental illness and or debilitating addiction get the help they need. When these people are unhoused and no longer able to take care of their basic everyday needs, they will be required to enter in patient addiction and or mental health treatment against their will if necessary. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
That is a really complicated question. So can you do that one more time? Because I know you're just reading the script, but like I work in healthcare, so that's a really complicated question.
Sure. This policy says creating a new policy to help people who are homeless and suffering from mental illness and or debilitating addiction get the help they need. When these people are unhoused and no longer able to take care of their basic everyday needs, they will be required to enter inpatient addiction and or mental health treatment.
So does that mean that they're going to be forcefully put into inpatient rehabilitation?
More information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell. I'm sorry. I'm just obligated to read this.
It's okay. Well, I unfortunately can't answer that question then because there's not enough information. And then I hear you, man. There's just not enough. Like, you know, what are we expecting? Are we going to like forcefully put people into inpatient, you know, rehab? Which again, like sometimes is warranted, just you can't make a sweeping generalization about like, you know, what people should be, you know, should be done. I'm sorry. I can't answer.
Next one says increasing the number of policy and adding community police officers, walking a bit or riding a bike in every neighborhood. Greater mm-hmm. police presence in the communities they serve can improve relationships and proactively prevent crime. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support the police 100%.
Okay. And last one, making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
When I'm confused, isn't that a crime?
I couldn't tell. More information isn't written here. I'm sorry.
Man, I feel for you. These questions are terrible. I can't answer one way or the other. I thought stealing generally is a crime. So the question is, if you steal less than 500, is it not a crime?
It says making arrests for stealing less than $500 worth of merchandise from stores.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. I can't answer. I thought stealing anything was a crime.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please
so,
rate each using a scale from
just to warn you, I do have to go. I'm sorry. I know I don't make too much of your time. How much more do you think that I have to dedicate to this?
Well, we're about 90%, so we're almost done here.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote. Sheriff Parker believes we must create an economy that works at every level, from teaching high school students the skills they need for the jobs that are available to supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs so they can succeed, to working with large employers to create more good jobs and hire more Philadelphians. And as mayor, she will expand a program she created that provides free business classes and training to small businesses and entrepreneurs so they have the know how to take their businesses to the next level. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Last one says, your vote has power and that power is needed now more than ever to protect your rights and your community. We're facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms since the 60s. Extremists have attacked our reproductive rights, our voting rights, and even our history. But trying to ban books at every level, the right-wing MAGA, extremists are coming for our freedoms and trying to divide us. But we can push back by voting for change in our local elections. By turning out in strong numbers and supporting Sheriff Parker as she fights to change our city for the better, we show them that hate and division have no place in our city. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
6.
6. Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year, upcoming elections in November, on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means
I'm going to vote. I will vote.
Okay.
So
thank you.
10 out of 10.
Once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Cheryl Parker or Republican David O?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A year?
Yes.
20...
It's more like high school, some college graduate, postgrad.
Doctorate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. You too. Have a good one.
Bye.